Hey guys, it's me, Alana, from the 4th Kids Back to Podcast. In today's episode, we are doing another tier list. If you guys want to do this tier list with me, it is a school lunch snacks tier list. Although, we will be using this as a chips tier list. Favorite chip brands, let's get right into it. So we got Never Gets Old, A, B, C, D, E, Makes Me Sick to Think About, and Never Heard. So I've already taken out all the ones I've never heard, and I've already put it in there, including Corn Nuts, Lay's Lemon, and Elf Fudge. I think that's a Spanish reference, guys. I take Spanish, guys. Okay. Let's do the first thing. So, I don't consider this a chip at all. But, you know, it's in there. So, we're going to use it. Okay, so this first one is Oreos. It is not Double Stuffed. Double Stuffed is superior. Although it's not Double Stuffed, I would have put it at B. But, I'm going to put it at C. I'm actually not a big Oreo fan. Although, I do like the Oreo Pop Rocks that come around during July 4th. Or, their mini Oreos, really good. Next is Sun Chips French Onion. So Sun Chips French Onion is very decent, like very decent. I would put it at the same tier as Oreos. Honestly, it's very mid. Next we have is peanut butter like crackers. These are very, very OG, but I think we're going to put them at B because I literally have it in my pantry right now. So, well, you know what else I also have in my pantry? Flips, chocolate, milk chocolate. If you don't know what Flips is, it is like chocolate dipped. Bro, the phone's going off right now. Okay, we're back, guys. sorry about that. The phone is ringing. Flips. Flips is going at A tier. It's better than peanut butter crackers. It's really good. Next is salt and vinegar. Thinks makes me sick to think about it. No, I'm kidding. It's D tier. It's that's the last thing. Like, if we ran out of all chips and like the world was ending and the only food supply we had was Lay's salt and vinegar and this other brand salt and vinegar, then I would eat it. But like, that's our last choice. Like, I'm down to eat it, but it's just like, nah, we have better options. So next is grandma's chocolate chip cookie. So we're not actually talking about your grandma. We're talking about the grandma, the brand. So that goes C. I actually like them. It's not that great though. C tier. Lay's again, same thing. Honestly, this brand has like thicker cut chip types. I don't know what brand it is because they chopped it up, but I do know, like, I remember the packaging. Lay's have, thinner chips, so deep. Next, we have Smart Food Popcorn White Cheddar. I love their popcorn, actually. It's really good. And I love white cheddar on popcorn. It's actually really good. So, B tier when the corn kernels don't get stuck in your teeth, then yes. Next, we have Barbecue Chips. But this is that other janky brand, so D tier. I do like barbecue chips, though. Next, we have Lay's Sour Cream and Onion. This is going and never gets old. I can eat so much of this stuff. It's actually addicting, and it's really good. Next is Sun Chips Original. Sun Chips Original makes me sick to think about it. Honestly, anything that's original, except like a few things, is very, very bad. I don't like it, and it makes me sick to think about. Next, we have Sun Chips Harvest Cheddar. Okay, so next up after that, I'm not going to it yet, but Sun Chips Garden Salsa. So, first ever sun chip I had was this one, was the Harvest Cheddar at Subway. So that's a very weird story, but before that, that was my favorite because that's the only one I ate. But then I found out about garden salsa. So let's put the Harvest Cheddar at B, and then we're going to put the garden salsa at A. Next is Nature Valley, just granola bar, or what is that? Crunchy bar or whatever, I don't know. Personally, again, just like the salt and vinegar, that's not my first choice. Like, if I go in the pantry and there's like Lay's and Nature Valley granola crunchy bars, I'm not picking the granola bar, okay? But it's up there. It's up there. I'm gonna put it in C tier. It's pretty good. It depends on what flavor you get. Next, we have the two types of Cheez-Its. We have Cheez-It White Cheddar and Cheez-It Original. So again, I think this one is like flipped from like original stuff. Like the original Cheez-Its better than the flavored ones personally. I do like the extra, I love them. It's pretty good. So we're gonna go with Cheez-It Originals, A tier. Then Cheez-It White Cheddar is gonna get a C+. Next we have is Chips Ahoy. Okay, Chips Ahoy is better than Grandma's. I feel so weird saying that. Okay, Chips Ahoy, we're gonna put it A tier because that's my favorite cookie brand, at least. It's better than Oreo. Oreo, by the way, we're bumping up to a B tier. Next is Funyuns. Funyuns gets a great and very true B tier. No, A tier, but A minus. Like A minus minus. I feel like it's just on like the border of B and A. Next is Lay's Classic. Now this is where my opinion takes place. This original is mid. Again, I would not pick it in the first. If it had sour cream and onion, I would rather pick that one. We're gonna go with B minus. It's still not that great, but you know, I'll eat it. Next is Cheetos Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Again, the next, see, okay, so we have four Cheetos at the end. So if you guys want to see my Cheetos tier list, well, you guys have to wait until the end. Next is Lay's Barbecue. So Lay's Barbecue also going at the top with Lay's Never Gets Old. I love those two types of Lay's, so good, superior. Next is Cool Ranch Doritos. I'm putting that, I don't know. See, I've always had that debate, which one's better, Cool Ranch Doritos or Nacho Cheese Doritos. Right now, I could go for Cool Ranch Doritos, so I'm gonna put that higher. But so we're gonna put A tier for Doritos, Cool Ranch, and B tier for, no. I feel like it's so close to each other, it can be a tier down. So I think it's A plus for Doritos Cool Ranch, and then A minus for Doritos Nacho Cheese. Yeah, that's fitting. Next, we have Goldfish. Goldfish extra cheesy, so good. Extra cheddar or whatever it's called, very good. Those rainbow ones, also very nostalgic. So, I think we're gonna go with B tier-ish. Next, Ruffles Cheddar and Sour Cream. Sometimes they're hard to swallow. Like, because they're like, if you put too many in your mouth, it's kind of like, it gets like, it kind of hurts your teeth sometimes. It hurts your mouth. So, we're going to put it at A tier still. Right up there with Sun Chips and Doritos. Next, we have Roll Gold Originals. Just pretzels. I love Roll Gold. They're cheddar ones. They do sell that, but I've just not been able to find it in stores. And that was pretty much my childhood. So it's just in a nutshell. But the original ones, I've tried it a few times, just like, but like the small packets. I've never bought like a big bag of them. So we'll go with D tier. Oh no, C tier. Yeah. Next is Nature Valley. Crunchy. Hold up, guys. I need to get close. Oats and honey. Okay. I really want. Yeah, oats and honey. See, this one I was able to read, but I'm never tried this type, so it's gonna go be never heard. But actually, it makes me sick because I just never tried it. By the way, Lay's Classic is getting debunked down to the D tier. Next is Takis. Takis are really overrated, actually. I like the Blue Heat 2 more. This is the Fuego. Fuego. It's not that great. We'll put it in C tier. No, it deserves C. Because it's mid. It's mid. Next, we're getting on to the Pringles. Okay. We have Pringles, sour cream, and onion. Pretty sure that's going in A. Never gets old. So good. So good. Such a great plain snack. Next is Pringles Original. Makes me sick to think about it. Oh my god. Whoever buys Pringles Original, you're out of your mind. Out of your head. Honestly, I can never. I don't like that type. I don't like original. So like, sometimes we will buy like that at Costco, like the type that it's like, it comes with the cheddar Pringles, the original, and the sour cream. The sour cream and cheddar we'll put in school lunch, right? But we won't. The original just will be sitting there for the next 6 months. Although the sour cream and cheddar will be done in 3 months. So it's a pretty big comparison. Next is sour cream and onion ruffles. It's not as good as the A tier Ruffles cheddar and sour cream. It's just taking away the cheddar. Like, what the heck? Of course, I'm gonna like the cheddar sour cream more. So that's original replaced in A tier. So we're gonna put this one at B tier because it's still better than original Ruffles. Although I'm surprised I didn't put that on there. Okay, so let's go now so that we completed the list, but now we haven't completed the Cheetos list. So now we'll rate the Cheetos. So the Cheetos right now, we have Cheeto Puffs, Cheeto Cheddar Jalapeno, Cheetos Party Size, just regular Cheetos. It's just the packaging. And then Cheetos Flamin'. The Cheetos Flamin' Hot. So let's just start off with my favorite Cheetos is actually not on here. It used to just be regular Cheetos, and then I found out about cheddar jalapeno that I like that, and I'd stopped liking that, so I liked the Cheeto Puffs, and I started liking the Flamin' Hot. But now my favorite all time that's not on here is Cheeto Puff Flamin' Hot. So good, so great, so bustin', tastes so good. We're gonna put the party, just the regular, at makes me sick when to think about. I hate regular Cheetos, horrible. I hate them every time I think about them. They actually make me think sick. Next are Cheeto Puffs. Cheeto Puffs are A tier, so Cheeto Cheddar Jalapeno we're gonna put at A minus. It's very good too, and Cheeto Flamin' Hot I'm putting at A plus. It's good, but I found out on how unhealthy it is, and it kind of wore off on me. Actually, it's slowly getting worse than I remember. But the Flamin' Hot Puffs, guys, you gotta try it. And that is it for today's episode on the 4 Kids Bikers Podcast. I hope you enjoyed, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye bye.